Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Let's throw it on the international side and see who all of us joining us
on another episode, part number, no part, just top part of the Sabbath day, no part, Sabbath day. Let's throw down international side and see what's going on.
Tell me then, when way back in the 50s, when you got interested in, when you were interested in Indians' fishing rights, before it was fashionable to be so,
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered.
All right, WCC, I see you already on Friday, so Yahweh be with you too. All right, good enough. Yahweh be with you all. Let's throw down the international side and see who all join us for another episode. And all the spots is filled. One thing about it, all the spots is filled. And that's a good thing. Yahweh be with you. All right. Hallelujah. All righty, good enough. We line, getting lined up and getting ready to go on every angle. So Yahweh be with you all. Good, good, good. What's on the international side? All the slots are filled, 195 international countries. What's flashing, New York? New York, what's flashing? I don't see nothing. Okay. 103-721. Excellent. All righty, good enough. What about, we're just going to get off into broadcast, top part of Saturday. What you doing with Mr. Tibbs' microphone? What do you think we're doing with it? We gonna mute it. Yeah, you gonna take the mute off? You muted him last night. Well, you gonna hold the mute on? Hallelujah, Friday. Well, okay, well, it's your radio station, do anything you wanna do with it. You can go find Sister G Israel, and when you decide to take the mute off of Mr. Tibbs, so that'd be all right with me. And be all right with the network to tell you who brings this broadcast. So Yahweh be with y'all. Find Sister G Israel and bring her in. We'll get a couple of verses going on. We'll be keeping that brother Yahweh Israel to give me the hand signal. He's ready to go. And I'll ride shotgun, no doubt about it. Sister G Israel. Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be with you, that scene right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, quiet there, Sister G Israel. Well, let's see if we get a little something going on top part of the Sabbath day. See what we can get going on. That's all I can tell you. How about starting out with chapter 12, verse 12, top part of the Sabbath day. Let's get something going on there, Sister G Israel.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. Now, I got a lot of memos on there, but like I said again, I can wait to the first day of the week to deal with all the memos I got. I'm not going to worry with that. So we're going to bypass the memos we got before we get off of anything. We're going to get off into something that we maybe... Whatever Yahweh wants, Luke chapter 12, tell him. What do you want? Luke chapter 12, tell him. Let's run to Sirach chapter 8, verse 17 and 19. Let's see what it's saying in Sirach chapter 8, verse 17 and 19. We open up right there, Sister G Israel. Let's see what it says in Sirach chapter 8. Oh, we don't got hot yet.
Sirach chapter 8, verses 17 and 19. Humble your soul greatly, for the vengeance of the unyakwali is fire and worms. 19. Forgo not a wise and good woman, for her grace, her mercy is above gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might want to read that again. That sounds pretty good. Say it again and read that again now. So, G, read that again. That sounds pretty good to me.
Sirach.
Read that again.
Ecclesiasticus. Sirach, chapter 8, verses, chapter 7. Sirach,
verse 19.
Chapter 8.
19.
For the hand of the artificer, the work shall be commended, and the wise ruler of the people for his speech. 18.
What are you reading?
Amen.
What you reading? Let's start again. Start all over. Make that Sirach chapter 8, verse 17 and 19. Let's
okay,
try that.
Little,
we're going to open up in Sirach chapter 8, verse 17 and 19. Let's try that out. Let's try that real quick.
Oh, that's the section. My fault. Sirach chapter 8, verse 17. Consult not with a fool, for he cannot keep counsel. 19. Open not your mind to every man, lest he requite you with a shrewd turn.
Be careful now. He said, be careful now when you you got something hot on your plate and you want to run and tell somebody something. He said, be very careful now how you do it. And that, matter of fact, that's on the litmus test of bosses of true Israelites anyway. Be careful before you start running a jibber jab because you don't know who you're saying it to and what you're saying. So let's precept that to Sirach chapter 6, verse 6, 7, and 35 and 37. Let's precept that and see what's going on with that, Sister G. Israel. He said, be careful now. He said, judge is going to find you an ear, and then you want them to kind of give you some advice. Let's see what he got written in Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, 7, 35 through 37. What he got written now, Sister G. Israel, come on.
Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6 through 7 and 35 through 37. Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. Be in peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counselor of 1,000. 7. If you would get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit him. 35. Be willing to hear every Yahwali discourse, and let not the parables of understanding escape you. 36. And if you seest a man of understanding, get you betimes unto him, and let not your foot where the steps of his door. 37. Let your mind be upon the ordinances of Yahweh, and meditate continually in his Torah instructions. He shall establish your mind and give you wisdom at your own desire.
Mm-hmm. So we got now let's run back to where we were at again and read that again. Sirach chapter 8, verse 17 and 19. Let's read that again now. one more time with that understanding, we got to be very.
Sirach, chapter 8, verse is 17 and 19. Consult not with a fool, for he cannot keep counsel. 19. Open not your mind to every man, lest he requite you with a shrewd term.
All right, there, Sister G. We should be back on that on the airways right now. So, Yahweh be with you. All right,
Mr. Yahweh, be with you. And Yahweh bless you, Brother Seer of Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, and Seer. Well, one thing about it, sooner or later we got to have to get out of the radio station there with him. So Yahweh, be with you. Yahweh, this Saturday. And what do Yahweh have for you to put on for the top part of Saturday? You on the clock, huh?
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It seems like we're having some bumps in the road, but pretty soon I guess those bumps shall come out to a smooth road, you know, according to the words of Yahweh, because sometimes I guess when everything is good all the time, you know, that's not a balance, because we have to have good and the bad, like it says in the Bible. Just like we get people, they do not conform to the things that they should conform to, even though Yahweh has put it in the Bible. We'll look at the book of Romans, chapter 2, or we should say chapter 12, verse number 2. And 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but you be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that's good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh." Well, we think of these things that we say and do, which is part of our works. And we have to have good works because this is what we're measured by. And needless to say, many have foul and non-Yahweh-y ways. And sometimes they find that they're influenced by their friends or family to do bad works. Fortunately, the Bible speaks of such things in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 7, which says, verse number 7, "If thou wouldest get a friend, prove him first to be not hasty to credit him or her." Well, part of this comes from bad teachings, rumors, and reading other books besides the King James Bible. So if the words of Yahweh is spoken, you have to know that what you speak is of Yahweh and not of your own. This is what causes a lot of confusion and different things that we run into. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse number 10 says, "You are Israel's teacher, saith Yahweh the Son, and you do not understand these things." Well, we find that a lot of people are teaching with their own words, and it is true that they don't understand a lot of things that they should know, and that's not what the correct teaching. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, verse 1 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man or woman that is among you, not to think of him or herself more highly than he or she ought to think, but to think soberly according as Yahweh has dealt to every man or woman in the measure of their faith. Every broadcast, we try to transform the thinking of people of Seed Raw by exposing them to the truth as it is written. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, and connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. We don't have a class on Tuesday. We have a class on Thursday also. Looks like I missed that one. But we don't have a class on Tuesday. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Our current time starting is 7:15 to 10:15. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is 12 p.m. And the online class is from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we have a website address also that you can use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, you will see a big line. Right under the big line, you'll see choices. Choose PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, still you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your tributes of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your line to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live? Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio stations so we don't have any more continued interruptions, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, we will eventually have our calendar back up and running. So when you're there, you'll be able to check the feast days. We will keep you informed when it's up and available. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers and click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, one thing, we do have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note that we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers that you retained for this year during program time, as not to disturb Yahweh's words. We have a few Bible verses that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, it says, answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. And the other comes from the book of James, when we look at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceive his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as you can tell, there's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I'm beginning to see they may just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. And once again, having thoughts of calling the seer or remembering that he has to run a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, these are some of the duties that he has to perform. And mostly important is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, as was said before, the seer is also only one man. This limits him to 100% of Yahuwah's creation. That's all what he can do. So please place your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration, and Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But as you might imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100%, and he's found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always catch the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. Current program starting for this one would be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, right on the search line. Type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. We have also a note to let you know that we're making it possible for the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. To do this, just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, this is a day that nothing has changed except the number of members that came to listen to the words of Yahuwah, which is always an increasing good number. And that's a good thing. Those that commend it, add on to it, only following by some casting the same words we listen to behind their backs. They just want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible that makes them happy. Can you imagine that? Taking these verses meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers. Oh, don't forget the deceptive listener who flips the pages in the Bible. Looks like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. These are the ones that are clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And if you think about it, that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Don't forget what I said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So we begin to learn as we do studies that the Bible tells us that a man, a woman are measured by their works. I mentioned that earlier portion of our program. the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, 18 tells us, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me that faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So at this time, what we will do is continue with our works. By having you to keep your Bibles open, take notes. It will be necessary. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Mr. Tibbs. Mr. Tibbs, hallelujah. Let me run back to where I can get Mr. G back. This is G Israel. Yahweh be with you there, C Royal.
Yahweh bless you, C Israel, C Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. We get a couple of verses in. Get a couple of verses in. That's what we gonna do. Saturday and get a couple more verses in, and I'm going to get out the wreck. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. No doubt about it. Outrage. What did we leave off on that, Sister G Israel? You remember what we left off on?
Sirach, chapter 8, verses 17 and 19.
Hmm. What did you say?
Sirach, chapter 8, verse 17 and 19. Consult not with a fool, for he cannot keep counsel. 19. Open not your mind to every man, lest he requite you with a shrewd term.
Right, exactly right. Exactly right there, so you got to be very careful, especially those that try to have you to say one thing when something else really on the table they got on their mind. You got to be very careful on what people say to you, if that makes any sense right now. Well, we're going to move a little further on that, Israel. We're going to move a little bit further on that. Let's write just Sirach chapter 9, verse 15 through 18. Sirach chapter 9, verse 15 down to verse 18.
Sirach chapter 9, verses 15 through 18. Sirach chapter 9, verse 15. Let your talk be with the wise, and all your communication in the Torah instructions of the Most High. 16. And let just men eat and drink with you, and let your honor be in the fear of Yahweh. 17. For the hand of the artificer, the work shall be commended, and the wise ruler of the people for his speech. 18. A man of an ill tongue is dangerous in his city, and he that is rash in his talk shall be hated.
Ill talk. Abraham something back in the past. All that was coming on telling Abraham something. Something that Abraham was told, there, Sister G. Israel. And I want to see something Abraham was told way back in the 47th chapter of the book of Jasher. I want to run back to the 47th chapter of the book of Jasher, because something was said way back in the 47th chapter of Jasher. What was said in verse 1? Someone said in verse 1, this is you would get our point. In the 47th chapter of Jasher, particularly verse 1, because someone said, I recall this was told to Abraham something in the 47th chapter. Can you help me out there, G. Israel? What was told to Abraham in the 47th chapter of the book of Jasher? You on the clock? We'll read a little bit till we get our point. Come on.
Jasher. Hold on 1 second. Jasher chapter 47. That's 40. Okay.
Yeah, figure it verse 1. Figure it verse 1. Some were saying, you know, that if some were saying in 47 verse 1, they are Sister G. Israel. Let's find out what was said in 47 verse 1.
Jasher, chapter 47, verse 1. Isaac, the son of Abraham, was still living in those days in the land of Canaan. He was very aged, 180 years old. And Esau, his son, the brother of Jacob, Israel, was in the land of Esau. He and his sons had possessions in it among the children of Seir, Esau, his five sons. 2. And Esau heard that his father's time was drawing near to die, and he and his son and his household came to the land of Canaan to his father's house. Israel and his sons went forth from the place where they lived in Hebron, and they all came to their father Isaac, and they found Esau and his sons in the tent. 3. And Israel and his sons sat before his father Isaac, and Israel was still mourning for his son Joseph. 4. And Isaac said to Israel, bring your sons here to me, and I will bless them. And Israel brought his 11 children, sons, before his father Isaac. 5. And Isaac placed his hands on all the sons of Israel, and he took hold of them and embraced them and kissed them one by one. Isaac blessed them on that day, and he said to them, may Yahweh of your fathers bless you and increase your offspring like the stars of heaven for number. Continue. 6. Isaac also blessed the sons of Esau, saying, may Yahweh cause you to be a dread and a terror to all that will behold you and to all your enemies. 7. Isaac called Israel and his sons, and they all came and sat before Isaac. And Isaac said to Israel, Yahuwah of the whole earth said to me, unto your offspring I will give this land for an inheritance, if your children keep my statutes and my ways, and I will perform to them the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. 8. Now, therefore, my son, teach your children and your children's children to fear Yahweh and to go in the good way which will please Yahweh, your Yahweh. For if you keep the ways of Yahweh and his statutes, Yahweh will also keep to you his covenant with Abraham, and will do well with you and your descendants always. 9. When Isaac had finished commanding Israel and his children, he gave up the spirit and died, and was gathered to his people. 10. And Israel and Esau fell on the face of their father.
That's good. Verse 9. For now, we found out that the father of Isaac was calling Esau and Jacob. And he laid down the blueprint of Seth's Yahweh. And Isaac said, Red Father Esau, what he got coming. And he said, Red Father Jacob, what he got coming. And he gave the bread. So that's a good thing. Now, I want to precept that to Sirach chapter 44, verse 19 to 22. I want to understand something. That the greatest legacy you can leave is up on your network. We're trying to wake you up to understand something that Yahweh has rules and regulations, and we apply to the regulation. I'm breaking up.
That's a lot of reverb, a lot of feedback. And when I was reading, it was doing that too. Now it sounds like you're far away. Far away. Chapter 44, verse 19 through 22. Abraham was a great father of many people, and the greatness was there none like unto him. 20. Who kept the Torah instructions of the Most High and was in the covenant with him. He established the covenant in his flesh, and when he was proved, he was found faithful. 21. Therefore, he assured him by an oath that he would bless the nations in his seed, and that he would multiply him as the dust of the earth, and exalt his seed as the stars, and cause them to inherit from sea to sea, and from the river unto the uttermost parts of the land. 22. With Isaac did he establish likewise for Abraham his father's estate, the blessing of all men and the covenant.
But now we see what the rock was doing. He pulled that person out of Jubilee to remind those that were in front of him that Yahweh had blessings on the nation of Israel, but the nation of Israel had a part of what's written, and he told to always remind the children of the day that the only reason our blessings is held up because we have a tendency to not be loved. Go to Deuteronomy 32. Go to Deuteronomy 32, and we'll pick up the first number six. Six down first place. Deuteronomy 32. Six down first place.
Okay, you're breaking up, so I think you said Sirach 22, verse 6.
Deuteronomy 32.
Oh, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, chapter 32,
yes.
Verses 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 6. Do you thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that has bought you? Has he not made you and established you?
Yeah, please pray on down the first prayer. Pray on down the first prayer.
Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. 8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. 9. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. 10. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. 11. As an eagle stirs up her nest, fluttering over her young, spreading abroad her wings, taketh them, bearing them on her wings. 12. So Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was none, no strange false Yahweh with him.
Read verse 10, verse 10, verse 10, and 12.
Verse 6, I believe you said, verse 6 and
yeah,
10 and 12?
Yes, sir. But make verse 10, come back to verse 10 and verse 12, one more time.
Verse 10, he found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him and kept him as the apple of his eye. Verse 12. So Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange false Yahweh to lead him.
Yahweh, he has instructed through the hands of Moses to make sure to remind the children of Israel that he has instructed you. You've been instructed on what to do, when to do. So let's see, can we precept that? We get a couple of land, and let's see what it says in the 41st chapter of the rock. Now, the children of Israel have been instructed. And our job is to instruct the children of Israel by doing the right thing. Let's find out what he has written. Now, the rock will pull from that good stuff. And we want to see what he says in the 41st chapter, 8 down to verse 19. Let's see what he says in that for the Jesus. So now you find out the children of Israel was instructed. So the figure that was on the clock at this time was the rock. Now he's going to look back at that conversation in the 41st chapter, verse 8 down to verse 19. And let's see what he says. Sirach 41, 8, down to verse 19. What does it say after the Hebrew?
Sirach, chapter 41, verses 8 through 19. Woe be unto you, un-Yahwali men, which have forsaken the Torah instructions of the Most High. For if you increase, it shall be to your destruction. 9. And if you be born, you shall be born to a curse. And if you die, a curse shall be your portion. 10. All that are of the earth shall turn to earth again. So the un-Yahwali shall go from a curse to destruction. 11. The mourning of men is about their bodies, but an ill name of sinners shall be blotted out. 12. Have regard to your name, for that shall continue with you above 1,000 great treasures of gold. 13. A good life has but few days, but a good name endures forever. 14. My children, keep discipline in peace, for wisdom that is hid and a treasure that is not seen, what profit is in them both? 17. A man that hideth his foolishness is better than a man that hideth his wisdom. 16. Therefore, be shamefaced according to my word, for it is not good to retain all shamefacedness, neither is it altogether approved in everything. 17. Be ashamed of whoredom before father and mother, and of a lie before a prince and a mighty man. 18. Of an offense before a judge and ruler, of iniquity before a congregation and people, of unjust dealing before your partner and friend. 19. And of theft in regard of the place of truth, regard of the truth of Yahuwah and his covenant, and to lean with your elbow upon the meat, and of the scorning to give and take.
Mm-hmm. That's let's read the rock 41, verse 8 and 9 one more time here, Sister G. Israel. And I think the rock is saying something. Let's read that 41, verse 8 and 9 one more time. And what it says, the rock 41, verse 8 and verse 9.
Woe be unto you, un-Yahwali men, which have forsaken the Torah instructions of the Most High, Yahuwah. For if you increase, it shall be to your destruction. 9, and if you be born, you shall be born to a curse, and if you die, a curse shall be your portion.
So, you going to try to get around the Torah structure, although you might be dying or can't die. He said, but that, when you forsake the Torah instruction of Yahweh, although you might be scamming and grinning and confined to $10, he said, you're going to put yourself upon the curse. And what he said, and what he means by that, he's saying, male and female, when you forsook the Torah instruction, you put yourself upon the curse, although you can find to $10. That's what Barak just said. He said, you got you up on the curse. Because once you find out you are Israel, you got duties to do as Israel, according as is written. And that's what Abraham, and that's what Isaac, and that's what Jacob, who named the chains of Israel, passed on to the children of Israel. So that's why we start telling you, Steve, right, once in Isaac, you can prosper all you want, but according to Yahweh's word that's passed down, you're not doing what he got written in his Bible. Upon a walking curse, according to verse number 9, a walking curse. That's what Peter said. So you might find your $10, you're sketching grin as well. Keep on standing in mind, according to the right 41, verse 8 and 9, when you forsake the Torah instruction, you're walking up on the curse. And we'll close out with 42, verse number 17. Down to verse 19. And this is what he said in Torah 42, verse 17 to 19. This is real good what Torah saying as he picked back up on what we said in the past. And something said in the 42nd chapter, verse 17 to 19 of Torah. What is that? Israel spoke to Satan. What did he say? 42, 17 to 19.
Torah, chapter 42. Verses 17 through 19. Yahweh has not given power to the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, to declare all his marvelous works, of which the Almighty Yahweh firmly settled that whatsoever is might be established for his honor. 18. He seeketh out the deep and the mind, and considereth their crafty devices. For Yahweh knoweth all that may be known, and he beholdeth the signs of the world. 19. He declares the things that are past and for to come, and revealeth the steps of the hidden things.
What did he say at verse 17 again? What did he say at verse 17 again?
Yahweh has not given power to the saints, 12 tribes of Israel, to declare his marvelous work, which Almighty Yahweh firmly settled that whatsoever is might be established for his honor, for his greatness.
So he did not give the 12 tribes of Israel to have his divine knowledge. What give his 12 tribes of Israel? Then what can we read? And who did he give it to then? So he says he did not give this knowledge to declare his marvelous work, not all to the 12 tribes of Israel. But who did he give to according to Daniel 3, verse 7? And we flow about to see. And he said he will declare everything that is past. So he says, the 12 tribes of Israel would not have this understanding. They would not have. But who did he give to then? Daniel 3, verse 7.
Amos?
Chapter 3, verse 7.
Amos, Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the seers.
Oh, that's how it works. So he says he did not give to the 12 tribes of Israel to know all that he was working with, but the one that he did give to was the servant of sheep. So that's how it works according to the fear of man. He was standing on the 12 tribes of Israel to let them know, I don't care how much knowledge that you have, you do not have all the knowledge that put in front of the seer. And that was saying that, in fact, the priest said one more verse on that. That's right, 33, verse 33 of Ezekiel, we close out with this. 33. We'll close out with this with the genius, so we clear that you can be a member of the 12 tribes of Israel. It's best for you to stay in protocol and just stay in Yahweh, because he will not give you all. And he told the seer exactly who he will give to. So in 33, says, what is
Ezekiel? Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 33. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
So I don't know what world are they going. They might be going to the car lot. They might be going to the grocery store. Sooner or later, they can recognize a seer is in the midst of them. And they'll say, oh, boy, it's a seer in the midst of us. So Jesus, bring your heart.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books and Seed Royal. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see if I can for his final thoughts. And we'll come on back inside the temple of Yahweh. And the next part you hear out of the will be for the Yahweh Israel always until the 10:30 tomorrow morning on the network. But still, what's your final thoughts on Dub Day, Yahweh, Dub Day, Staff Day, you on the clock tomorrow?
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. It does, for a minute, sound like we're almost talking stereo. That audio is really kicking up really good at the temple tonight. Well, anyway, we welcome and thank all of you, because we know that all of you have came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And we remind you, the reason for that is without proper teaching. It's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware that by knowing the scripture, there are those out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning. And this is what I tried to bring up once before. In the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 12 to 15. Verse 12 says, but what I do, that I will do, that might cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that where they glory, they may be found even as we. 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Yahweh the Son. 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a minister spirit of love. 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Well, we are the doers of Yahweh's word, and we follow his righteous teachings, because this is what we do. We bring you into our program and welcome and thank all of you for listening to the words of Yahweh. that comes to your life. Each and every time about, first of all, Yahuwah's word, connecting the books and your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, as we're doing now. And we do this because you have not. And you came to seek this information, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And actually, we're in the top part of the Sabbath right now, for those of you that don't know it. Currently, time for starting the top part of the Sabbath is from 7:15 to 10:15. Now, the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 3 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use. Open up any one of your smart devices and write on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just on the big line, you're going to see some choices. And one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may find menu. Again, by clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah, or your kindreds, or the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Yah. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, we will remind you when our calendar is up and running to check the feast days to keep you members informed of that. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices, right on the search line, in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using also two email addresses for the listening members. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, @gmail.com. Just to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, counsel, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. One thing we'd like to add, please do not call any previous numbers that you retained for this year during program time, as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We have a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Proverbs, we look at chapter 18, verse 13. 13 says, he that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly, and shame unto him. The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man, a woman among you, seem to be religious, and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. As I said many, many times before, I can see there's still those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. We will receive calls during the program announcement or some sort of audio disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the psalmist says in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. So, the numbers you can call, righteously call, with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be our live conference room number. which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 234-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message for questions that you may have on scriptures, which can be answered by anyone at the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But not this year, because he's usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And mostly important, as you might imagine, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before the program starts. Remember, the seer is only one man, limited by the creation of Yahuwah to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international lines. You will receive a call back if this is it. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, once again, would be 319-527-6065. And the other is 224-600-5579, as I had said before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But not to see it. Remember, he's already tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation and found that this is impossible. So for those of you who have missed the entire program, you can always log in and catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated at 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After quick dinner, choose the program you were late logging into, and actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. Anyway, we will turn our program back over to our seer, Israel. Keep your Bibles open. This is a continued learning experience. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Father. Get that excellent again. Excellent again, Lord. You're doing our part. No doubt about it. Remember one thing, stay right here. We are place. We are proactive instead of reactive. We need our own man, cool, banquet hall, radio station. Keep that in your mind. So we're going to contribute this ministry. That's exactly what the plan is. And remember what's written over there in Jeremiah 4, verse 4, the land before you. And the bottom line is, you can believe that prophecy have came to pass. Man is before to set this in order to make sure one thing, you got to always have a voice to tell you which way to go according to that says Yahuwah. All right, it's on that bar. Keep that in mind. Now on that note, we're going to bring you a lead teacher of Camp 1, Boss number 2 in the life. All gates is open. All locations open. Get in there. Get in. Call details 224-600-5579. Get in for your business and see Israel. One thing about it, if you know who is Israel, for being one of them camps, getting in the door, sit down, dig your ears out, and add on what you know to help out, make sure you got the blessing. There's things out there in that book you're going to do. And on that note, we're going to bring brothers out of Israel when you meet your brother. But a loud voice, you say,
God bless you, see Israel. See Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we in the top part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day. And as they say, and the beat goes on. We are right around the corner from a great feast day. They're going to be jumping off in about 5 or 6 days. So need to be preparing ourselves for Yahuwah's feast day. But let's look at the book of Luke. Let's get us some Luke. Mother Israel, see Royal. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get our minds in frame for Feast of Weeks that's right around the corner. Matter of fact, it'll be jumping off Wednesday evening. We'll be dressed in white, and we'll be doing it right. Ain't that right? All right, then. Mother Israel, Luke 12, verse 12. What were you rolling with there?
Luke 12:12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we at BOTTY, we believe that. That in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But you know, the world say that they sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost. Let's see if that is according to what's written. Who do the righteous minister spirit, who do he operate, who do he deal with, Mother Z. Israel? Let's look at the book of Eber. Let's look at the word Hebrews chapter 1. Let's look at 7:14. Who do the minister spirit, who do they deal with, Mother Z. Israel, C. Roy? Book of Eber chapter 1, 7:14.
The book of Israel, chapter 1, verse 7:14.
Yes, ma'am.
The book of Hebrew polluted the evil, chapter 1, verse 7:14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And of the angels he said, who maketh his angels spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit. And his ministers a flame of fire.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they not all ministers, ministering spirits sent forth to minister
for them
who shall be heirs of salvation?
But he said they are sent forth to minister to those that are heirs, meaning lined up in the bloodline for this salvation, right?
Right.
Let's run to Sister Amy and Phoebe. The statement over here in the book of Sirach that I would like to take a peep at right quick. The book of Sirach. Let me see what I'm looking for, if I can write it down. The book of Sirach. It's a statement in Sirach chapter 17. Let's see that Sirach chapter 17, Sister Amy and Phoebe. Let's look at verse number 10. 17, 18, 23, and 24. Make that 23 through 25. The book of Sirach chapter 17. Verse number 10, 17, 18, 23 through 25. Make it 26. We need 26 on the table as well. Book of Sirach chapter 17, verse 10, 17, 18, 23 through 26. So say you've been Phoebe.
Sirach chapter 17, verse 10, 17, 18, 23 and 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And the elect shall praise his righteous name.
So right out the gate, right, he said the elect, they're going to have his name on their tongue, right?
Yes.
The elect is going to praise his righteous name. So let's see, who is these elect? Let's see if we can run and find out who is the elect. Mother D of Israel, C. Royal. Let's run to the book of Isaiah. Let's see if we can pull it out. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, I believe, Mother D of Israel. Is it over there? Don't see it there. Pardon me? Hello. Let's write to Isaiah 45, Mother D of Israel, verse number 4. Let's see who is the elect right quick. Isaiah 45, because he said the elect is going to praise his righteous name.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
For Israel, my servant.
Uh-huh.
For Israel, my
don't take no rocket scientist to figure that one out, do it. He said, Israel is my servant, and Israel is my elect. See if we can get a second witness, Mother D.F., in Isaiah 65, verse number 9. Book of Isaiah 65, verse 9, Mother D.F., Israel, of Sea Royal. Isaiah 65, verse number 9.
65.
Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 65, verse number 9.
65,
verse 9. Yes, ma'am.
And I will bring forth a seed out of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And out of thy Judah, and inheritor of my number, and my elect.
Well, once again, we find out that the Most High elect is Israel, and his servant is Israel. Come back to that Sirach, Sister Abed Phoebe, chapter 17.
Sirach, chapter 17, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the elect shall praise his righteous name.
So we know who's supposed to be spreading his name, right? The elect. And the elect, we find out, is the 12 tribes of Israel. So Israel, you're not supposed to be running around here calling on the Lord, God, and Jesus. You're supposed to have the name of the Most High, the four-letter man, YHWH. Verse number 17. What we're working with.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
For in the division of the nations.
So when Yahweh divided the nations, what did he do?
Of the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
He set a ruler over every people.
Now he said in the division of the whole earth, right?
Yes.
He set a ruler over all the people. Go ahead, read on.
But Israel is Yahweh's portion.
But Israel is Yahweh's portion. Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Whom being of his firstborn.
So Israel is firstborn, right? Go ahead.
He nurtures with discipline.
He nourishes with discipline. Go ahead.
And giveth him the light of his love, doeth not forsaken him.
And he gave Israel the light of his love. Hold that point. So he gave Israel the light. Now, what is this light that was given to Israel? He gave Israel the light of his love. So what is this light that was given to Israel?
There we can read.
What is it like that was given to Israel? The book of St. John, chapter 8, verse number 3. St. John 8, verse 3. Book of St. John 12. Yaqua be with you, brother. Micaiah Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yaqua, brother. Book of St. John chapter 8, verse number 12. Come on, Mother D.F. Israel. St. John 8, verse 12. Mm-hmm.
Then spake Yaqua's son again unto them, saying,
saying what? But Yahweh's son said that I am the light of the world. So the light that was given to Israel was who? Yahweh the son is the light that was given to Israel. Run to the book of Matthew right quick. Mother Israel. let's look at the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 24. Let's see if we can follow up on that. So the Yahweh the Son was given to Israel. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement. In the book of Matthew 15, verse 24, Mother Israel will see you right.
Matthew 15, verse 24 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 15, 24.
Uh-huh.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the Lord's seed of the family of Israel.
So Yahweh the Son said the only place he was directed to go to, right, was the 12 tribes of Israel. He said he wasn't sent to nobody but the 12 tribes of the family of Israel, right? Let's come back to that Sirach, Sister A.B. Phoebe 17. Let's pick it back up at verse 17 and 18.
Sirach.
23 through 26.
Sirach 17. Verse 17, 18, 23, and 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
For in the division of the nations of the whole earth,
uh-huh,
he set a ruler over every people.
So he said in the division of the whole earth, he set a ruler over every people, but?
But Israel is Yahweh's portion.
But Israel is Yahweh's portion. Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
On being his firstborn,
uh-huh,
he nurtured his discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And giving him the light of his love.
And he gave him Yahweh the Son. The light of his love does not what?
Does not forsake him.
Verse number 23.
23.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, he will rise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their heads.
So Yahweh is going to rise up. The light that was given to Israel, right?
Yes.
He's going to rise up and he's going to reward them and render their recompense upon their own head. Verse 24.
24.
Uh-huh.
But unto them that repent.
But the one that got a chance to avoid all that good stuff is the one that do what?
Repent.
Now, what does it mean to repent?
Convert.
What does it mean to repent? That's the way we operate around here.
All right.
The book of Psalms, chapter 19, 7. What does it mean to convert? Repent, rather. That's the word we're looking for, repent, right? So what does it mean to repent? A.B. and Phoebe says Psalm 19, 7. Let's see what we're working with there. A.B. and Phoebe, come on. Psalm 19, 7. Let's see if we can get some understanding, because the way we get understanding is by precepting. Let's see if we can get some understanding. What does it mean to repent?
Psalms chapter 19, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah instructions of Yahweh is perfect.
Uh-huh.
Converting the soul.
Go ahead.
The covenant of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
So he says the Torah instruction of Yahweh is perfect. Converting the soul. Converting the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
Make wise what?
So we understand that the Torah instruction, that's what our mark is to get back on track, right? But that still don't tell us about repenting, right? Let's see if we can grab a slide to the book. Let me see where I'm going to grab it from. I want to say, pardon me, what you working with? Hold on, that ain't going to give us what we need there. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 3. Let's see what he means, Mother Z Israel of C Royal. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 3. Let's pick it up at 17 to 21.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17
through
21.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family house,
family of Israel.
So he said, look here, I made you a watchman to the family of Israel. Go ahead.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, hear the words at my mouth and give them warning from me.
Verse number 18.
When I say unto the wicked.
Now he said, when I say to the wicked. Now, the wicked is those that are transgressing against this Torah instruction, right?
Right.
That classify you as part of the wicked, right?
Right.
And we've read in the opening statement in Hebrew that Yahuwah is sent to those that are heirs of salvation.
That's right.
But you say, when I say to the wicked what?
When I say unto the wicked,
mm-hmm.
you shall surely die.
Go ahead.
And you give him not warning, neither speaketh to one the wicked from his wicked ways,
mm-hmm.
to save his life.
Wait.
The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity sin,
mm-hmm.
but his blood will I require at your hand.
Verse number 19.
Yet if you warn the wicked.
If you warn the transgressor, what about it? And he do what?
And he turn not from his wickedness, neither from his wicked ways.
Go ahead.
He shall die in his iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
But you have delivered your soul.
You delivered yourself, right?
Yourself.
You say, if you warn the wicked man or wicked woman, right?
Right.
And they don't do a about face, right? You say, you warn them, they're going to die, and they see it. But you can deliver yourself, right?
Right.
Verse number 20, come on.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when a righteous man or woman do turn from his or her righteous and...
So Yahweh said to repent, you got to do some turning, right?
Right.
Let's write to the book of Malachi. Sister A, B, and Phoebe, and C, right? Hold that point. So run to Malachi chapter 3, verse number 7. Sister A, B, and Phoebe, and C, Roy. Malachi 3, verse number 7.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Even from the day of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinance,
mm-hmm.
and have not kept them. All
right.
Return unto me.
So Yahweh said you got to do what?
You gotta
make a U-E, right? You gotta return. You gotta make an about face. Return unto me and I will what?
Return unto me and I will return unto you.
Go ahead.
Says Yahweh.
But you say what?
But you say, wherein shall we return?
But he said, look here, wherein shall we return, right?
Right.
Let's run back to that Sirach, chapter 17, 23 through 26, Sister A, B, and C, Roy.
Sirach, chapter 17, verse 23
to 26. Mm-hmm.
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Afterwards, he will rise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their heads.
So he said, Yahweh is going to rise up and he's going to reward them. And render their recompense upon their own head. Verse 24.
Verse 24. But unto
mm-hmm.
them that repent.
But unto those that return, right?
Yes.
Do about faith. That's what it means to repent. Means to turn back, right?
Right.
He granted what?
He granted them return.
Go ahead and did what?
For those that failed in patience.
Verse
25. Verse
25. Mm-hmm.
Return unto Yahuwah.
So he said you got to return to your Yahuwah, right?
Yes.
That's what it means to repent. gotta give up the world, right? And return to your Yahuwah. Return to your Yahuwah and forsake what?
And forsake your sin. Make your prayers before his face and offend less.
Verse 26. Mm-hmm.
Turn again to the Most High.
So you gotta make a move, right?
Right.
You gotta turn.
That's right. Action.
Go ahead. And turn away from what?
And turn away from iniquity. Sin.
Turn away from sin. You gotta turn to Yahuwah and turn away from your sin, right?
Right.
And we all know what the biblical definition of sin is, right? What is the biblical definition that we can read? What is the biblical definition of sin?
That we can read.
The book of 1 John, Mother Lee said 1 John 3.
That's
number 3 and 4. Come on, Mother Z, Israel, or C, Roya.
1 John chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And every man or woman that has this hope in him or her purify him or herself even as he is pure.
Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever committed sin,
do what?
Transgress also the Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
So the sin is according to the scriptures, right? Is the transgression, the breaking of the first five books of Moses, right? Transgression of the Torah instructions. Let's run back to that Sirach 17:26. So Yahuwah said, we got to turn again to the Most High, right?
Right.
And turn away. We got to do some turning, right? Turn away from sin. Come on, see you.
Oh, this, oh, to be something to be safe.
according to what is written, right?
Mother G of Israel. Let's write this back in Ezra 7. Let's think about verse 21. Book of 2nd Ezra 7, verse 21. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh has given strength for instruction.
Yahweh gave strength. That means that he didn't deviate in the least bit, right? Gave strength to our instructions. Go ahead.
Such as saying what they should do to live,
mm-hmm.
as they came. And what they should observe to avoid punishment.
But Yahweh didn't muddy the water, right? He gave it to you straight, what you should do to live. And what you should avoid, do to avoid punishment, right?
Mm.
So he said he gave it to you straight like that, right? Let's write to the book of... Now we coming back there. Let's write to the book of Psalm 107, Mother Israel. Book of Psalm chapter 107. Mother Israel of Sea Roya. Let's look at verse number 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. Mother Israel of Sea Roya.
Psalm chapter 107, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his word. He sent his word and healed them.
So he did what?
He sent his word and healed them.
And did what?
And delivered them from their destruction.
So he sent the word to heal them, right? That's right to the book of Mothers of Israel of Sea Royal. So he sent the word to heal them. So let's see in the book of Jeremiah chapter 7. Think about 21. Mother Z Israel of Sea Roya. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 21. So he said he gave us straight to our instructions, right? What we should do to live. Jeremiah 7, verse 21 through 23. Mother Z Israel of Sea Roya. Look at Jeremiah chapter 7. Let's pick it up at 21 to 23.
Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 21 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
You say, thus says the Yahweh of hosts.
Thus say Yahweh of hosts. Go ahead.
The Yahweh of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Put your burnt offering unto your sacrifice and eat flesh.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm. For I speak not unto you, your father.
He said, I speak not to your father. Go ahead.
Father, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim,
mm-hmm.
concerning burnt offerings or sacrifice.
Verse 23. Uh-huh.
But this thing command I them, saying.
Saying what?
Obey my voice.
So he said, this is what I commanded them, right?
Right.
Obey my voice, go ahead.
And I will be your Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and you shall be my people.
Go ahead.
And walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you.
So he said, you got to walk in all the ways. So how do we walk in the ways of the Most High Yahweh, according to what's written? How do we pull that one up? So you got to walk in all the ways of the Most High Yahweh. Let's write to the book Hosea with the word Joshua. Make that sound, Brother Makai Israel of City Royal. Let's write to Psalm chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. The book of Psalm chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Let's see, he said, we got to walk in all the ways that Yahweh have commanded us, right? Let's look at Psalm 1. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Brother Makai Israel of City Royal.
Book of Psalm chapter 1. At verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of
Yahweh. So he said, hold up. He said, blessed is the man and woman, right? That walk not in the counsel of the Yahweh. Go ahead. Nor what?
Nor stand in the way of sin.
Nor hang around those that transgress Yahweh's Torah instruction. Hold that point. Mother D of Israel of C. Royal. Let's write to Second Corinthians, chapter 6. Let's look at 14 through 18. Second Corinthians, chapter 6. Let's think about 14 through 18. So he said, blessed is the man and woman that walketh, not in the counsel of the Yahweh, right? So standing in the way of sinners. So Yahweh said that this is what I commanded you, right? Obey my voice. So let's see what he got to say in 2 Corinthians, Mother D of Israel. Let's look at 6, 14 through 18.
2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14
through
18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14. Mm-hmm. He who not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
He said you can't be tied up all the time with unbelievers, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
And then they say, what fellowship? And one that's keeping Yahweh's Torah instruction with one that is just straight out breaking it, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And what communion has light
with darkness? Now we already read what the light is, right?
Yes.
According to the book of St. John 8:12, yes. Yahweh the Son said, I am the light. So what's the darkness, though? What is the darkness? He said, what communion have light with darkness? What is this light? And what, well, we got the light. So what is the darkness? Now, Yahweh the Son made a statement, if I can write it down, Sister A.B. and Phoebe, let me see if I can write it down.
To open their eyes and to do what?
to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light.
So turn them from darkness to Yahweh the Son, right?
Right.
We got that much on the table. So what is this darkness, Mother Z?
Darkness.
And from what?
From darkness to light.
Mm-hmm.
From the power of Satan.
From the power of Satan, the prince. The power of the air, right?
Right.
From the power of Satan unto who?
Unto Yahweh.
So this darkness is none other than Satan the devil, right?
Right, right.
And Yahweh said that he ain't got nothing in me. That's what Yahweh the Son said, right? Let's go back to that 2 Corinthians. Who's reading that? 2 Corinthians 6. Let's pick it up at verse number 15, I believe we at. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse number 15, Mother G.F. Israel C. Royal.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And what concord has Yahweh the Son revealed?
So what concord has Yahweh the Son with Satan the devil, right?
Right.
Go ahead, or what?
Or what part has he that believes with an infidel?
Verse number 16. Uh-huh.
What agreement has the temple of Yahweh with idols?
Mm-hmm.
For you are the temple of the living Yahweh.
Go ahead.
As Yahweh has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people.
Verse 17. Uh-huh.
Wherefore come out from among them.
What did Yahweh say? Come where?
Come out from among them.
Uh-huh, and do what? So Yahweh say, come out from among them. Hold that point, Mother dear. Sister A.B. and Phoebe, let's run to the book of Jubilee, because our father Abraham gave us some instructions concerning the matter, right? And let's see what Abraham say concerning the matter, if I can lay my eyes on it. Abraham made a statement. Let me see if I can lay my eyes on it. Don't see it there. Let's run to the book of Jubilee. Let me see if I can run down what I'm looking for first before I mess up some things there. Abraham made a statement that I'm looking for concerning the matter of, and I don't even see what I'm looking for. Where you at? There you go. Let's look at Jubilee chapter 12. So say it is Phoebe C. Royal. Let me see if this is the one I'm looking for. That ain't the one I'm looking for. Give me 1 second. Let me run this down. I need this. And the strange thing about it, I was looking at it earlier today. There's that statement that Abraham made. For the meantime, in between time, let's run to Amos. Brother Micaiah, Israel, Seroy, and Chak, and run that down. Son of Amos chapter 3, verse number 3. Brother Micaiah, Israel, Seroy. Amos 3, verse number 3. And give me a chance to run down this powerful statement that Abraham made. Brother Micaiah, Seroy. Amos chapter 3, verse number 3.
Amos, chapter 3, verse number 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Can two walk together, that may be agreed?
So he said, can two walk together, right? Except they be in lockstep, right? Go in the same direction. Let's run to the book of Jubilee. Mother G of Israel of C. Royal. Sister A.B. and Phoebe of C. Royal. Let's write in Jubilee chapter 22. Let's pick it up at verse 15. I'm losing my mind over here. You got to forget me. The book of Jubilee chapter 22. Pick it up at verse number 15. Now, our father Abraham gave us some advice concerning the matter, right? Because we read, what fellowship do light have with darkness? Let's write in the book of Jubilee chapter 22. Pick it up at 15. So say it's Phoebe of C. Royal.
Jubilee chapter 22, verse 15.
Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And may he renew his covenant with you,
mm-hmm.
that you may be to him a nation for his inheritance, his inheritance for all the age.
Good.
And that he may be to you and to your seed a Yahweh in truth, right, and righteousness.
And truth and righteousness throughout all the days of what?
Of the earth.
Verse 16.
Verse
16. Yes, ma'am.
And do you, my son Israel, remember my words,
mm-hmm.
and observe the Torah instructions of Abraham, your father.
The first five books. Go ahead.
Separate yourselves from the nation.
Now, Abraham say what?
Separate yourselves from the nation.
Separate yourself from the nation. Oh, that point. Right to the book, because you know Israel... They don't feel good unless they're amongst the other nations, right?
Right.
They're amongst their own. It's such a wrong. I feel very uncomfortable when I'm amongst my own, right? But let's write to the book of Leviticus right quick. That's why I made a statement in the book of Leviticus. Let me see if I can pull it out. I can't pull it out there, but I know where I can pull it out. Let's write to the book of 1 Kings. Brother Makai Israel C. Roy. Let me see if I can pull it out. I'm having a hard time over here tonight, so y'all bear with me. See if I can pull it out in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8. Brother Makai Israel of C. Roy. Let's see if we can pull it out in 1 Kings chapter 8. And let's look at verse number 53. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 53.
1 Kings chapter 8,
verse 53. Yes, sir.
53.
Mm-hmm.
For thou didst separate them from among all the people of earth.
So, now this is Brother Solomon, right? And he talking to his Yahweh. He said, for you did separate them from among all people of the earth. Go ahead.
To be thy inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And to take it by the hand of Moshe, thy servant.
Go ahead, read up.
Thou boughtest thy fathers out of misery, O Yahweh, Yahweh.
So he said you did separate them, right? From amongst all, did he say all? All the people of the earth. The book of Leviticus, Mother D.F. Israel of C. Royer, Leviticus chapter 20. Let's pick it up at verse 24 to 26. Mother D.F. Israel. So he said he didn't separate you from all the people of the earth. You know, we bust down the door trying to get in amongst the other nations, ain't that right?
Yeah.
We think they got the answer. Well, Yahweh gave you everything that is pleasing to him, ain't that right? He put it in the head of the 12 tribes of Israel. You got the answer. Hold that point. Who did I say? Mother dear? Hold that point. Mother Israel of Seroy, run to numbers 15 and 16 right quick. Let's see what the instructions is. Because we read that he said, obey my voice, right? And as the seer would say, leave what I say. What I say, leave that alone. Numbers 15 to 16. Mother E. Israel of Seroy, what is the instruction, Mother E? According to Yahweh's word. What is the instructions here?
Numbers chapter 15. And verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
One order shall be both for you or the congregation.
Go ahead.
And also for the stranger that sojourned with you.
Mm-hmm.
An order forever in your generation.
Go ahead.
As you are. So shall the stranger be before the Yahweh.
So you can't get in behind the stranger trying to figure out what he working with, right? If the stranger don't get behind you, you keep it moving. Verse number 16. Uh-huh.
One law and
one Torah instructions.
One Torah instructions and one manna shall be for both.
Shall be for you.
And for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
Yahweh gave you the good. Mother D of Israel, Leviticus 20, 24 through 26. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
What I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land.
Go ahead.
And I will give it unto you to possess it.
Go ahead, read on.
Land that flows with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Which have separated you from other people.
So, Yahweh did what? From other people, right?
Yes.
Drop down to verse 26. Mm-hmm.
And you shall be righteous unto me.
Go ahead.
For I, Yahweh, am righteous.
And what?
And have separated you from other people that you should be righteous.
So Yahweh say, I put a difference, is that right?
Yeah.
Between you and the other 17 nations. Let's read that, Brother Micaiah, in the book of Exodus right quick. Turn to the book of Exodus. Let's see if we can read that Yahweh made a difference. Exodus 11, verse 7. Let's see if we can read that, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal. Book of Exodus 11, verse 7. Then we're going to get us some feast of weeks and we'll be out. Exodus 11, verse number 7. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
But against any of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
they're not a dog's moving stone.
So he say against any of the children of Israel, right?
Well,
shall not a dog do what?
Moving stone.
Go ahead.
Against man or beast.
Hold that. He said, against any of the children of Israel, shall not a dog move his tongue, right? So say he being Phoebe of C. Roy. Hold that point right quick. Turn to the book of Hosea, through the word Joshua, chapter 10, verse 21. Let's see if we can plug that with a precept. The book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 21. Sister A.B. Phoebe of C. Roy. So he said, shall not a dog, right, move his tongue. The book of Hosea, through the word Joshua, chapter 10, verse 21.
Joshua, chapter 10, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
All the people returned to the camp of Hosea and made
Makkadah
in peace.
Go ahead.
Nor moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel.
He said, hey, nobody got nothing to say when it comes down to children of Israel, right? None moved their tongue. That's the book of Hosea. Put the word Joshua 10, verse 21. Go back to that. Back to the chapter 11, verse 7. Brother Micaiah Israel is seeing royal. The book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse number 7.
Chapter 11, verse number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Read verse 7.
Yes, sir.
But against any of the children of Israel, did not a dog move his tongue.
Go ahead.
Against man or beast. That he may know.
That you may know what?
How that thou God do it. Put a difference between the ring and Israel.
So Yahweh put a difference between the other 17 nations and Israel. And let's write to let's write to that book of Jubilee. Let's hear our father Abraham put it down. He had all the information because we know Yahuwah gave it to him, right?
Yeah.
The book of Isaiah 22. Jubilee 22. Told you I'm off tonight. Verse number 15, come on. Pick it back up at 15. Let's see how Yahuwah instructed his offspring.
Jubilee chapter 22, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And may he renew his covenant with you.
Uh-huh.
That you may as be to him a nation for his inhabitants.
For his inheritance.
For all the ages.
For all the ages, come on.
And he that may be to you and to your seed a Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
and righteousness throughout all the days of the earth.
Come on.
Verse 16. And do you, my son Israel, remember my words?
He said, now look here, Israel, right? Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. He said, now remember. Yahuwah is always trying to get us to do some remembering, right? He said, remember the Sabbath day. Ain't that right? Keep it righteous. That's what he said. He said, now, my son Israel, remember my words. Come on.
And observe the Torah instructions.
And do what?
Observe the Torah instructions.
Come on.
Of Abraham, your father.
Come on.
Separate
the commandments of Abraham, your father. What did he say?
Separate yourselves from the nation.
No. We don't feel right unless we are rubbing shoulders. That's with the fires of the Esau, right?
Right.
We rub the shoulder with Esau. We are on top of the world. They said, right? Come on.
And eat not with them.
And do what?
Eat not with them.
I could have swore I seen about 15 of us sitting at the table with them today. I walked past and just shook my head and rolled my eyes and kept it moving. Come on, Sister Amy and Phoebe.
And do not according to their work.
And he said, whatever they working with, right?
Right.
You got to go in a different direction, ain't that right?
Right.
Come on.
And become not their associate.
What you mean? Father Abraham, we can't get tight with Mr. White. We can't get Lou with Mr. Muslim man. Hallelujah, boy. But Abraham said, hey, don't even associate. Yeah. Take care of your business and keep it moving.
That's right.
Come on.
For their works are unclean.
He said their works is what?
Unclean.
Well, hold that point. Mother E. Israel, C. Roy. Front to the book of Jubilee, chapter 15. Let's see why Yahuwah say they works are unclean. Jubilee 15, let's pick it up at verse 29. Mother E. Israel of C. Royal. 29 to 32. Jubilee 15, 29 to 32. Mm-hmm. 29 to 32. Let's see what Yahuwah knows that we should know.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 15, 29 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
But the commandment is ordered.
Ordained.
Ordained for a covenant.
Is that the commandment? The Torah instruction is ordained for a covenant. Go ahead.
That they should observe it forever among all the children of Israel.
All the family of Israel. Verse number 30.
Verse 30.
Come on.
For
Ishmael and his sons. Ishmael and his nation, right? His sons, what about them?
And his brothers.
Go ahead.
And Esau.
Esau and his five sons, what about them?
The Yahuwah did not cause to appear.
Approach.
Before him. And he chose them not, because they are the children of Abraham.
So Ishmael and Esau, descendants, right?
Yes.
Yahuwah say he didn't call them to approach him.
Right.
see, where did he put everything he got going on, Brother Micaiah Israel? Hold that point. Until the book of Baruch, chapter 3. Where did Yahweh put everything he got going on? Let's look at 34 to 37. Brother Micaiah Israel of Seed Royal, Baruch chapter 3. Let's take a look at 34 to 37. Book of Baruch, chapter 3. 34 to 37. Brother Micaiah Israel of Seed Royal.
Page 104.
To 37. Let's see where Yahweh put the information. So we found out he didn't even want Ishmael and Esau to get too close to him. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Come on, Brother Micaiah.
Brother Baruch, chapter 3, and verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 34. The stars shine in their watch.
Go ahead.
And rejoice.
So he said the stars, they take care of the business, right?
Yeah,
and they don't do it with a grimsome face, right? They let stars shine in their watch and rejoice. Come on.
Right. And he called them, they say, here we be.
And then when Yahweh called them, they say, what?
Here we be.
Come on. Come on.
And so with cheerfulness, they show light unto him that made them.
Verse 35.
It is our Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And there should none another be accounted of in comparison of him.
So you can't compare Yahweh to no nothing else, right? Verse 36.
He has found out all the ways of knowledge.
So he found out all the ways of knowledge and what?
And has given it unto Israel, his servant.
Go ahead.
And to Israel, his beloved.
He said he found out all the ways of knowledge, right? And he gave it to who?
Israel, his servant.
He gave it to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Verse number 37. And what did he do afterwards?
Afterwards, did he show himself upon earth?
You mean the same one that found out all the ways of knowledge? Afterwards, he made an appearance on the planet Earth. And did what?
And conversed with man.
And he had conversations with men, right? The 12 tribes of Israel.
I got a priest.
Hallelujah.
I got some on here. I got some on here. Let's go to book of Hebrews. Who is that called? Hebrews. I got some on there. But then he showed himself.
That's right.
So far, then he showed himself. Let's see what that's talking about when you preach up your Bible. Let's run to the book of the 12th chapter of the D of Israel. And we look at verse 25. See, when you preach up your Bible, then you set the game player down. Then he said, after he gave the instructions to his little spirit, then he came down. Verse 5.
St. John chapter
said, nor the transgressors, sinners, right?
Yeah.
Are going to stand in the congregation of the righteous. So what congregation is the sinner? Where do he hang out at? Where is he hanging out at? In the book of Proverbs. Mother, do you have Israel seed royal? Proverbs 21:16. Let's see where they hanging out at, Mother, do you have Israel? Because we know what day they hanging out on, right?
Yes.
Proverbs 21:16. Where are they hanging out at, Mother, do you have Israel?
Proverbs 21:16.
Mm-hmm.
The man and woman that shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
Well, they hanging out amongst who? They hanging out amongst the dead, right? Psalm 1, verse number 5 and 6.
Well,
they hanging out amongst the congregation in the congregation of the dead. Psalm 1, verse 5 and 6.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the unyacht body should not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the right.
So they not hanging out in the congregation of the Torah instruction keepers, right? Verse 6.
For that body knows the way of the right.
But
the way of the unyacht body should appear.
The way of the unyacht body, sooner or later, right? They going to meet their maker, right? The book of Sirach, Mother Israel, see right. Let's get us a little bit of this feast in, and we be on the brink of getting up out of here. The book of Sirach, chapter 33, Mother Israel, see right. Let's forget verse number 4. Let's drop down 7 through 9. Book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 4. It's number 7 through 9, Mother Israel, C. Roger. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 4, verse 7 through 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4. Prepare for us to say, and so that shall be heard.
Say, prepare what to say, and so you shall be heard. Go ahead.
And bind up the instructions.
You say you got to do what?
Bind up the instructions.
You got to bind up the Torah instructions. Go ahead.
And then make answer.
And then you can let your tongue do the walking, right?
Okay.
So you got to bind up the Torah instructions. And then make an answer. Hallelujah, God. Verse number 7 through 9.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 33, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Why do one day excel another?
Well, he asked the question. He said, why do one day excel another? Come on.
When all the life of every day in the year is of the sun.
So every day the sun come out, right?
Right.
That's how we get daylight, ain't that right?
Right.
Great.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
By the knowledge of the Yahuwah, they were distinguished. And he altered seasons and feasts.
So Yahweh is the one that established seasons and feasts, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Some of them had he made high days.
So some of them is high days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. And what about it?
And hollered them.
And he hollered them. Go ahead.
And some of them had he made ordinary days.
So some of them is high days. And some of them are just ordinary days, right? So let's see if we can peep at some of these high days. Mother E. Z. Israel C. Royal. Let's turn to the book of Leviticus 23. Let's look at verse number 1. 15:16 and verse 21. Leviticus 23, verse 1. 15:16 and 21. Mothers of Israel and see Roger.
Shall
you what?
Shall eat number
days.
Who we got to count? How many days?
50 days.
50 days, and what we do then?
And he shall offer a new meat offering unto the Yahweh.
He's saying you get ready to do it again, right? Verse 21, come on.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall proclaim on the self-same day.
On that self-same day, we have to proclaim what?
That it may be a righteous gathering unto you.
So you have a righteous gathering on that 50th day, right? Come on.
He shall do no severe work therein.
So you got to put down your thing for a minute, right? Even you shall do no severe work therein. You got to give up what makes us feel good, right?
That's right.
For a good hot minute and take care of your squad business, right?
Right?
It shall be a what?
It shall be a statue forever.
Oh, hold on, Mother Zeke. You say, how long this thing on the table?
Forever.
I swear they told me that it was done away with. But Yahweh got a forever on the table, ain't that right?
Right.
And all your what?
In all your dwellings.
He said, now, no matter where you're at, right?
Right.
And we know that Israel is where? Where is Israel at?
Everywhere.
Hold on, Mother Z, you ain't got no scripture on the table. What you talking about? Right. We need a scripture, Mother Z. Where is Israel at? Let's write to the book of Zechariah. Right quick, Sister A.B. Phoebe C. Royal. Where are we at? The book of Zechariah chapter 2. And let's look at verse number 6. Where is Israel at? A.B. Phoebe C. Royal. Where do we be? A.B. Phoebe, where do we be?
Zechariah chapter
2,
verse
6. Yes, ma'am. Zechariah 2, verse 6.
Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Go ahead.
For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, says Yahweh.
So Yahweh said you spread it like the four winds. Mm-hmm. Wherever you can catch a breeze, you can catch you an Israelite too, right? Wherever a breeze is coming through, you can catch your Israelite. Let's write to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. Mother, do you have Israel or C. Royal? Book of Deuteronomy chapter 16 right quick. And let's pick it up at verse number, let's pick it up at 9 through 11, verse 14, 16 and 17. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 7. Through 11, verse 14, 16, and 17. So we're coming up on that 50th day, right?
That's right.
I think we about at, what's the day's date? So we are about 6 days away. So we at the 50th, what day? 54th day, where we at?
We're
on the 54 days?
Well,
no, 40, what, 46 days? 44 days. So we got 6 days to go. 44th day.
It's
going to be, it's going to be on the 9th at evening. Yes, sir. It'll be Wednesday evening. Hallelujah, God. Let's look at Deuteronomy 16, Mother, do you have Israel, 9 through 11, 14, 16. Now let's see who are all supposed to show up. Who are all supposed to show up for the good feast day of Yahweh? Who all got to show up? And then we're going to find out what you're supposed to be looking like. 7 through 11, 14, 16, and 17. Brother Micaiah, Israel, or City Royal, let's run to the second Ezra right quick, brother. Come on, Mother dear. Verse 7 through 11.
7 through 11.
Verse 14. Verse number 16 and 17. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
For Yahweh has given the Father honor over the children and has confirmed the authority of the mother over the son. Whoso honors his father maketh an atonement for his sin.
Right.
And he that honors his mother is as one that is a treasure. Whoso honors his father shall have joy of his own children. And when he maketh his prayer, he shall be heard.
Mm-hmm.
He that honors his father shall have his own life.
But what verse says the father is satisfied? But first, we're saying that the Father has established his right. See, the Father got to make people get set. But what verse is that?
Verse number nine.
Verse nine.
Yes, sir.
See, this is important that the Father got to know his role. Verse nine.
Verse nine. When the blessings of the Father established the house of
Jesus. So the Father got to take his right position. The Father got to lead. That's why all males feel holy for fathers to lead this family into the peace day. We must lead. There ain't no compromise. Father establishes the blessing of the family.
Not leaving behind.
That's right. But I tell you what, that's why the father got to understand his role. Everybody in the house will understand their role. When the father moves, they move. Burn it up.
For the glory of a man is from the honor of his father.
Yes.
And the mother in dishonor is in reproach to the children.
And she say anything about it. Motherfucker, I know. What did your father say? What did he say?
Hallelujah.
That's how it goes to
Hallelujah, boy.
You don't break the father by time. So why you stop? What did he say? So that's the role we got to play as leaders of the house. Thank you, Brother Yahweh.
Hallelujah. All right, Mother DM, let's look at that Deuteronomy 16 and 17.
Deuteronomy.
Yes, ma'am.
16, verse 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. 3 times in a year shall all of your males appear before Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the place which you shall choose.
We got a clear understanding why he said all your males here. We just read it in the book of Sirach, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In the feast of unleavened bread.
Feast of unleavened bread, we cover that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
In the feast of wheat.
So what comes after the feast of unleavened bread is the feast of weeks. It is right around the corner. Come on. Hallelujah.
And in the feast of tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall not appear before Yahweh.
So you don't appear empty, right? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
Every man shall give as his table.
Mm-hmm.
According to the blessings of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which he has given you.
Hallelujah. So when we show up, Brother Micaiah Israel and C. Royal, what is we supposed to be looking like in the book of 2nd Ezra chapter 2? Speaking of at verse number 35. Let's read down to 40. So when we show up for the feast of Yahweh, because we read that he made some ordinary days and some high days, right? So what is we supposed to be looking like when we show up? Brother Micaiah Israel C. Royer, book of 2nd Ezra chapter 2. Pick it up at 35 through 40.
Right. Book of 2nd Ezra chapter 2. Verse 35 40.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 35 read.
What do you read?
Be ready for the reward of the kingdom.
Be ready for the reward of the kingdom. Go ahead.
For the everlasting life shall shine upon you.
Yahweh the sun gonna shine on you, right? Come on.
Flee the shadow of this world.
He said, do what?
Flee the shadow of this world.
You gotta let this world go, right?
Hallelujah.
Leave the shadow of this world, go ahead.
Receive receive the joyfulness of your glory.
Mm-hmm.
I testify my Savior openly.
Come on.
Oh, receive the gift that is given you.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad. Giving thanks to him that has called you to be the heavenly kingdom.
Call you to the heavenly kingdom. Come on.
Rise up. Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Behold the number of those that be filled at the feet of
they
God.
They said, it's going to be a number that get what?
Oh, in God.
Filled in the feet. Is that what he say?
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
We shall be from the shadow of the world.
So in order to get your feeling, you got to let the world go, right?
Yeah.
Got to give up the world, right? Come on.
And have received glorious garments of thy father.
So he said you got to put on, you got to have on what kind of garments?
Glorious garments.
Now let's see what kind of garments these is. Come on.
Verse 40.
Mm-hmm.
Take thy number, O Zion.
Yagdar Judah, polluted word Zion. Yagdar Judah, polluted word Zion.
Yagdar Judah.
Give honor to him
for the marriage.